We've got a new accident, UHB just now arriving on, and this one is southbound I-15. It's going to be right over the 72nd structure, blocking the three left lanes, and this was reported as injury. So it looks like traffic already at a dead stop, and I'm looking at the back end of that traffic in the Murray area. So if you're coming into Murray, 4800 South, you're going to see the brake lights, and it is literally a parking lot. Nobody's moving behind this accident at the moment here. If we get a camera a little bit closer, we'll be able to see exactly what lanes are blocked there, but they mentioned the three left lanes, so that would open up one on the right-hand side the traffic's trying to get by. So use caution through the area there, and we'll keep you updated. Charles?
Well, it looks like no problems as you leave the downtown area up to the Farmington Interchange, but plenty of slowdowns between Farmington and Kaysville, and no delays southbound on Foothill Drive. Looks like an accident on Foothill Drive at Wakara Way. Chairs, tables, linens, and tents are just the beginning of what Diamond Rental can do for your next event. Diamond's rental professionals will help make your party a huge success. DiamondRental.com. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
And right now, under partly sunny skies, 74 degrees.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 501. Today is Tuesday, May 21st. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Maria Chaleos.
And again, in for Scott Seeger today, I'm Tim Hughes with partly sunny, partly cloudy skies out there in Salt Lake, 74 degrees.
Emergency traffic at the South Interchange. I'm Charles Marin.
KSL's top local story this hour, redacted documents and carefully worded statements prove police are not yet showing their entire hand when it comes to the search for Susan Cox Powell. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley begins our team coverage with a look at the unanswered questions.
The biggie is, of course, do police have any theories where to find Susan?
If I could answer that question, we would be out searching.
West Valley City Deputy Police Chief Phil Quinlan says investigators do not think Susan's father-in-law, Steve Powell, played a primary role in killing her, but they do think he has answers. Steve lived with Susan's husband, Josh, for months after she disappeared.
It seems implausible that during that time that Susan's disappearance was not a topic of discussion.
But if you ask what police think actually happened to Susan,
that's not what police do in the end.
Which leaves one to wonder, is this really the end? Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour, and no, not according to Chuck Cox, this isn't the end. But an alleged affair by Josh Powell and a search for clues in his brother's car shocked Chuck Cox after West Valley City Police released thousands of pages of investigative documents. Cox family attorney Ann Bremner was looking into a $3.5 million life insurance policy for a possible motive.
When Susan disappeared, he took her name off the policies as a beneficiary and put in Michael's name, and Michael at 93%.
Bremner and Cox are upset that Utah authorities never had criminal charges pressed on Josh Powell. However, now they can work toward that end, as they still hope to find Susan Powell. And Cox added that he thought Josh poisoned Susan at one point so that she couldn't physically overpower him. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
The FBI tells KSL it has no comment on the claims of an ongoing investigation in that case. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Utah, though, denies it is involved in any ongoing probe.
KSL's top national story this hour. Rescuers, searchers and normal people hoping to help continue to pour into Oklahoma town devastated by a severe tornado. Here's KSL News Radio's Dan Jessup live at the KSL National News Desk.
Maria, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon acknowledged the work of first responders and all of those who have been working nonstop to search through the tornado rubble.
Many people have worked around the clock and have put in extremely long hours under very dangerous circumstances helping our fellow Oklahomans, and we're very grateful for all of you.
Shelters would not have necessarily saved more lives if the elementary school flattened by the tornado.
We're going to be looking at trying to up that number and trying to get more safe rooms across schools across the state, the entire state.
Oklahoma Emergency Management Director Albert Ashwood says more than 100 schools across the state do have safe rooms. Live, Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
By the way, if you're looking for a way to help the victims of the Oklahoma storms, KSL would like to assist you. Starting this hour, we're hosting distinguished guests at KSL Broadcast House for an event called KSL Cares, Utah Shares. You can donate to the effort right now until 10 p.m. tonight at KSL.com or on the phone at 801-KSL-GIVES.
We do have an emergency traffic situation on the south end. Let's get an update here from Mark Christiansen.
Yeah, this is that accident at right over the 7200 South Bridge, and it is blocking all lanes except for the very right lane. It's a pretty good injury accident here. A lot of the medical crews just now arriving on the scene. But in the meantime, you're looking at least 5 or 6, 7 or 8 miles behind this, starting to stack up very quickly all the way back to the I-80 split. At this point, I would definitely recommend using an alternative route to get around this. The West Side Belt route remains pretty clear at the moment. And you can actually access I-15 after the accident site if you're using the collector coming off of the West Side Belt route. See a lot of people trying to bail there at 7200 South as well. But right now, nobody's getting anywhere. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, a plea for responsibility over a deadly auto-pedestrian crash in the Salt Lake Valley.
And we will continue to keep you up to date with that emergency traffic situation on I-15 at about 7200 South.
KSL News Time, 5:06.
Attention. On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
From practical to playful, Clearfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clearfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets to kayaks and paddleboards. Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturers, a first-class city. That's Clearfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've Got It Made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clearfield City.
Covering in Oklahoma, please go to KSL.com. Click the link that says KSL Cares, Utah Shares, and give with KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:15.
A very special watch worn by James Bond in Thunderball will soon go under the hammer in London. I'm ABC's Tom Rivers with that story coming up.
This portion of our news sponsored by American Loans, the lowest rate on a new or refinanced mortgage. Call 1-800-NEW-RATE. KSL News Time, 5:08.
A family is hoping for justice in the case of their loved one. Prosecutors say that Larry Madison was killed in March when a DUI driver and suspected drug dealer veered into him on 1100 East.
We're not hoping, you know, the worst on this guy. I mean, he's got other problems that beyond what happened to my dad, it sounds like. So he's going to have to answer for those things as well. But really, I think we're just hoping that he can maybe take responsibility.
Larry's son, Chris Madison, spoke to KSL and hopes his dad is remembered as a guy who lived for his family and those around him. 20-year-old Ashton Lee Godfrey now charged with auto homicide, among other counts.
Newly released photos from the shooting attack on former U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords show the weapons her accused attacker used. Hundreds of now public photos show a handgun, high-capacity magazines, and a knife believed to have been carried by Jared Lee Loeffner during the January 2011 attack.
Convicted murderer Jodi Arias is having a change of heart over her request to die. Arias now tells jurors she can't in good conscience ask them for a death sentence. Arias acknowledged her previous public wish for the death penalty, but is now concerned about the pain it would cause her family.
Asking for death is tantamount to suicide. Either way, I'm going to spend the rest of my life in prison. It'll either be shortened or not. If it's shortened, The people who will hurt the most are my family. I'm asking you, please, please don't do that to them.
The panel will decide if Arias serves life in prison or dies. We've got emergency traffic and lanes blocked down in the mid part of the valley, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships here at 509. Mark, give us the latest.
Right over the 72nd structure, if you're southbound on I-15, this injury accident is taking up all lanes except for the very right lane. And the cars that are moving through that very right lane are moving just about 5 miles an hour, more or less, to try and get through and see what's going on. They're trying to converge everybody into that right lane, starting just prior to that. But I'm looking at the camera here at 6600 South, and all lanes just not moving at all. And again, the best route possibly, if you're just starting out the commute, or if you can use the West Side Belt route, the collector actually meets up with the main flow at 7400 South, which is just after this accident site here, and the freeway remains wide open after that. In the meantime, you've got delays all the way back to 2500 South now, Charles.
In Murray, it looks like a car has had a collision with a building at 5242 South College Drive. You'll see emergency responders on the scene. Also seeing our first of our slowdowns before the Woods Cross exit from the North Interchange, I-15 northbound, and from Lagoon all the way past Boondocks, you're going to see slow speeds on I-15. New Ram 1500 quad cab for just $219 a month at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Online at LHMDeals.com. Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, temperatures today in the mid-70s, and we've got a few more clouds this afternoon, and the winds are starting to pick up just a little bit. Those clouds will stick around through the overnight hours and then clear out by Wednesday. We're talking mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the low 80s, a little breezy in the afternoon, ahead of a weak cool front that will kind of come in and stall out come early Thursday. Temperatures will stop in the 70s for the rest of the week, with lows in the upper 40s and 50s. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Right now it's mostly cloudy, 74 degrees downtown.
Just want to remind everyone that the phones are now operating about 10 minutes ago, and they will be till 10:30 or so tonight in the lobby of our Triad Center offices here in downtown Salt Lake City with KSL Cares Utah Shares. You can make a donation to all of those folks back in Oklahoma that are obviously just devastated at this point and lost everything.
Right. You can either go to KSL.com or you can dial KSL Give to make your donation. That number is KSL 4483.
That's 801-575-4483. Thank you in advance for your help. I know that the folks back there will appreciate your donation. KSL News Time, 512.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hey, if you own a home or you want to own a home, you need to call American Financing today. They'll guide you through the lending process with their salary-based mortgage consultants, whose main objective is to offer you the best customer service and a loan that meets your individual needs. If you still haven't refinanced your FHA loan, you cannot afford to wait any longer. You must call American Financing today. The government is making significant changes to FHA loans. The big change will be the duration of time the mortgage insurance is required. After June 3rd, 2013, FHA loans may be required to carry mortgage insurance for the life of the loan. This could cost you tens of thousands of dollars. There are several types of loan programs that do not require mortgage insurance, and American Financing can help you finance any of these. If you've been hesitant about refinancing or purchasing, wait no longer. Call American Financing now before these changes go into effect. 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838. Or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for 76 years. Midwest, design, furnish, and impress.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Added news on the quarter hour on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
West Valley police have given up, but not the family of missing woman Susan Powell. Her family will continue searching, as will the feds and a private investigator. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour.
Other local stories we are following: a Layton church is gathering donations for Moore, Oklahoma tornado relief. It's the second time Christian Life Center has gathered money to help people affected by a twister, having done so after the Joplin, Missouri tornado.
Got a real mess out there with traffic and weather together. Brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Got an accident at 7200 South, southbound I-15, looking at the back end of the brake lights now. At about 2700 South. I-15 just not the way to go southbound this afternoon. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of clouds. The winds are picking up and there's a front headed our way. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Mostly cloudy, 74 degrees downtown.
A BYU professor is using some little bugs as a way to measure water pollution. Stoneflies can only live in healthy streams with clean water. They die off when those waters become polluted. BYU professor Riley Nelson says they're a clear indicator.
If we can go into a stream and there are no stoneflies, that's an indication where there used to be stoneflies. That's an indication that something bad has happened.
Nelson says the best way to protect rivers and streams is to keep their mountain headwaters clean.
Lost for decades, it was purchased in a flea market in England for next to nothing, and it will soon go under the hammer there for tens of thousands of dollars. A very special waterproof watch worn by James Bond. Let's get more now from ABC's Tom Rivers in London.
The one-of-a-kind Geiger counter wristwatch was worn by Bond and was key to the plot of Thunderball.
007, danger sign for the world's most famous gentleman agent. With a license to kill.
Designed by Q, it helped Bond locate 2 stolen nuclear warheads in the 1965 film.
The things I do for England.
The watch, a special Breitling, was the only one ever produced. It's thought to have been passed on by someone who worked at Pinewood Studios here, where much of the movie was shot. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Well, Apple says they have paid billions of dollars in taxes to the U.S. government, and a Senate panel today wants to know if they should have paid more. We'll go in depth on that discussion coming up.
KSL's top national story this hour. In spite of heavy rain, rescue workers are racing to complete the search for survivors and the dead in the Oklahoma City suburb where a mammoth tornado destroyed countless homes and claimed at least 24 lives.
The fire chief in Moore says he's hopeful to finish by nightfall, but he says each building searched or will be searched 3 times.
Let's get more now on our top national stories live from the KSL National News Desk. Here's Dan Jessup.
Hey, Maria, it's Texas's turn. With tornado watches out, the FAA has issued a ground stop at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Spokesman David Magana explains why.
Traffic at other airports that is bound for DFW is holding for the time being until that storm passes through. They don't want to launch any more aircraft to keep the traffic coming at its normal rate since arrivals and departures have slowed down, you know, under the storm.
Oklahoma City Thunderstar Kevin Durant is pledging $1 million for tornado relief through his family foundation. The Red Cross says it's meant to match other donations and be an incentive for more people to give. U.S. officials have identified 5 men they believe might be behind the attack on the U.S. diplomatic mission in Benghazi, Libya, but they say they don't have enough proof to try them in a U.S. civilian court. President Obama says Republican attention to how his administration dealt with the Benghazi attacks has political political motivations, and he says that dishonors the victims.
We dishonor them when we turn things like this into a political circus.
Convicted murderer Jodi Arias addressed her Phoenix jury in a lengthy statement before the panel was to decide whether she should receive the death penalty or life in prison.
This is the worst mistake of my life. It's the worst thing I've ever done. It's the worst thing I ever could have seen myself doing. In fact, I couldn't have seen myself doing it.
Live, I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
You're just joining us. We are trying to help the victims of the Oklahoma tornado by holding a special fundraiser here at KSL. You can help by calling 801-KSL-GIVES, or you can go to KSL.com.
That number, by the way, spelled out KSL Gives, is 801-575-4483, and anything you can donate would be fantastic.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Got emergency traffic out there.
And let's check in now with Mark Christiansen.
Southbound I-15, some good news with this accident at 7200 South, right over 7200 proper. Looks like they have three lanes open now, but boy, it sure held up traffic there for a while at a non-stop, or at a traffic was not even moving for quite a while. Now we're looking at the delays that have filled in behind that accident all the way back to the I-80 split. So if you still are trying to use southbound I-15, I think it's going to be a while before this CE ever clears out through the Mid-Valley here right into Murray. Once you get past the accident site, though, traffic's moving quite well at the moment here. Three lanes open, three right lanes open past the accident site at 7200 South. Charles?
Southbound delays at California Avenue on the West Belt down to the Valley Fair Mall, and northbound delays on the West Belt northbound from Interstate 80 into North Salt Lake. I-15 delays at the North Interchange through Woods Cross, and we're seeing delays at the Highway 89 split in Farmington all the way to Layton Parkway because of an accident earlier at 200 North. Murray, Arts in the Park. Evening season opens Friday, May 31st, with On the Air, an old-time radio show. Phone 801-264-2614. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now for a look at that seven-day forecast. Here's Mark.
Tim and Maria, plenty of clouds moved in this afternoon. Some south winds out there kept things in the mid-70s for highs, but those gusty winds are going to stick around for the next 24 hours, actually. A little dry cold front just up to the northwest is going to get a little closer to Utah. Highs in the low 80s on Wednesday. That cold front slides through and will drop us into the 70s Thursday, Friday, but we're not anticipating any storminess. Just partly cloudy skies, maybe a few little mountain sprinkles. 80s return with some sunshine for the weekend. In fact, by Memorial Day, 82 and partly cloudy. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
All right, Kevin, thank you so much. Mostly cloudy out there, 74 degrees.
KSL News Time, 522. Tech giant Apple has large piles of cash stashed overseas, but the company's CEO is telling the U.S. government it's all above board.
Yeah, that CEO, Tim Cook, went before a Senate panel today telling lawmakers his company plays by the rules and pays its fair share.
Last year, our U.S. federal cash effective tax rate was 30.5%, and we paid nearly $6 billion in cash to the U.S. Treasury.
Cook says the reason Apple has such large foreign cash supplies is because it sells the majority of its products in overseas markets. He denies accusations that Apple tries to skirt U.S. taxes by keeping its money out of the United States.
We don't depend on tax gimmicks. We don't move intellectual property offshore and use it to sell our products back to the United States to avoid taxes.
That political battle over Apple's taxes even has the White House talking today. White House spokesman Jay Carney says Apple is proof of the need for corporate tax reform.
The president has long argued that the tax code today is tilted against companies that want to create jobs in America, while it rewards companies for shipping jobs and profits overseas.
Cook agrees, saying real tax reform is needed to keep U.S. companies competitive both here and abroad.
Of course, all of this is happening on a day when we're talking about another Fortune 500 company that is moving its entire operation to a foreign land so that it can get out of some of the tax mess that they're in this country. So who knows, but they're trying to sort it out back there. Speaking of all of that and money news, we'll check your markets coming up. Another plus day on the Dow.
KSL News Time 524. Time now for Zions Bank speaking on business, and here is Chris Redgrave.
In 1984, Edwin Gosner became too ill to continue running his business. Not only was he a wonderful father and provider, he was a major force behind a growing dairy company, Gosner Foods in Logan. The responsibility of continuing the operation of that company fell to his daughter, Dolores Wheeler, who became president and CEO at that time. She sat down with everyone, explained what they were facing, and asked for their support. It worked. Today, 29 years later, Dolores, along with her employees, has built a worldwide dairy powerhouse distributing milk and cheese products across oceans. Gosner Foods has 500 employees who help process 1.6 million pounds of milk per day from 25,000 cows. The milk comes from 165 dairy farms, which equates to around 300 farm families they're supporting with an annual payroll of $110 million. They get their milk locally from Utah and southeastern Idaho. They've obviously recognized the importance of local farmers. One thing that sets Gosner Foods apart is the longevity of their employees. Many people have worked their way up through the company, so they know the business inside and out. The management team does their best to offer great working conditions, benefits and wages, and the employees appreciate it. With several family members, including grandsons and granddaughters, joining the company, Gosner Foods is entering the fourth generation of family involvement, which is making a statement since only 3% of family businesses make it successfully into the fourth generation. 95% of the cheese produced in Logan is Swiss cheese, but other products include fresh cheese curd, Munster, fresh butter, cheese spreads, ice cream, and whey protein concentrate. It's no wonder Gosner Foods produces 60 million pounds of Swiss cheese each year, about 18% of the total Swiss cheese produced in the United States. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win great prizes, like a Yellowstone getaway to Three Bear Lodge Resort, courtesy of the Montana Office of Tourism. Or enter to win tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, opening June 24th in Cedar City. Plus, find out more about the KSL Family Book Festival, featuring the Utah Foster Care Foundation's Chalk Art Festival, Saturday, June 15th at the Gateway. Log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Watching Utah's Money, you don't need a college degree for one of the hottest jobs in the U.S. right now. You can make around $30 an hour to become a web developer, and the position is growing quickly because companies can't meet all the demand for workers. The job is pretty new. The labor pool is not quite yet developed.
Your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 53 points. It ended the day at 15,388. NASDAQ up by 6. S&P was up by 3.
Money news at 15 and 25 and 55 past each hour on KSL News Radio.
Straight ahead on Utah's Afternoon News, breaking news out of Midvale where we've heard of a near drowning.
And things are starting to move on I-15 after an injury accident at 7200 South. We'll get you the very latest on that coming up on the 9s.
Memorial Day's on top of us. So keep using your KSL preset for a 7-day forecast for updates on the holiday.
Highs in the mid-80s, could see an isolated thunderstorm or two this evening.
The 7-day forecast, every hour at 20 and 50. Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Attention. On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really? Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity. Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Mark, things moving again at 7200 South.
Yeah, traffic is moving. They're still taking up the HOV lane there, the very left lane as you're headed southbound, right over 7200 South. As far as traffic goes, though, boy, you've got a huge parking lot of a lot of brake lights leading right back to the I-80 split. But traffic is starting to move here at the head of this, and that means slowly as you make your way through the valley there, you'll start to see traffic give up and move along again headed southbound. But it may be still another 10 or 15 minutes if you're clear back at the back end of that near I-80 that you'll start to see anything move. On 215, 1700 South, now through 35th South, pretty crowded. And westbound 201 between Redwood and 215 looks to be a bit slow as well, Charles.
Seeing slowdowns on I-15 and I-215 northbound. This is from Interstate 80 in the downtown area all the way into Woods Cross. And then we're seeing delays at the Farmington Interchange all the way to Layton Parkway. After that, a clean drive through Clearfield, Sunset, and Roy. Got what it takes to be a Spartan? We'll see about that. The Reebok Spartan Race in Soldiers Hollow, June 29th. No guts, no glory, no cool t-shirt for quitting. SpartanRace.com. Charles Moran, KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, the day started out nice and sunny, and the clouds have moved in this afternoon. Some gusty winds out there tonight. Look for a low of 55 degrees. We'll get a little bit more sunshine on Wednesday, 82 for the high. Some south winds will bump us up into the low 80s. Then we'll go into the 70s on partly cloudy skies Thursday and Friday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News time now, 5:31. Still cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 74 degrees.
Stacked up and backed up in South Salt Lake, I'm Charles Moran.
Our top local story this hour is breaking news out of Midvale, where we are hearing a young boy has survived a near drowning this afternoon there. We have a reporter headed to the scene near 41st South and 430 East, and we will bring you an update of that close call as soon as it's available.
In other news this afternoon, our top national story, a frantic but organized search for survivors from a deadly Oklahoma tornado continues this afternoon, while the federal government vows to help from the nation's capital. Dan Jessup begins our live team coverage from the KSL National News Desk.
And Tim, in Washington, lawmakers are promising to do everything they can do to help Oklahoma recover from the devastating tornado that struck there yesterday. Speaking at the Capitol, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was speaking from the Capitol.
Today we're thinking about the people in Oklahoma and the losses they've experienced. And I know the federal government will do its part to help get them back to normal in any way that we can.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid called the scope of the devastation in Oklahoma hard to describe. He says it's really unspeakable. Live, Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
Once again, a Layton church is raising money for tornado victims, and the pastors will deliver the cash themselves. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports that they have experience from tornadoes that ripped through Joplin, Missouri 2 years ago.
Pastor Chris Crowder says churches of all stripes each cared for one square block of destruction, gathering photos and other possessions in hopes the owners would pick them up. The Christian Life Center took them $40,000 in behalf of generous Utahns. Senior Pastor Mike Crowder says victims only need cash now to buy the basics and pay insurance premiums.
Mike Crowder says victims will get plenty of food and clothing. It was wasted because victims had nowhere to put it. You can give money at clclayton.org.
More bad weather hits the Central Plains today. A tornado watch in effect for Central and North Texas. An airport in Denton, about 40 miles northwest of Dallas, had to close this afternoon. Director of Aviation for Denton, Quentin Hicks, says it's a safety issue.
Storms came across the area, and the wind kicked up almost instantly to 66 knots, which is about 75 miles an hour straight line winds.
A hangar door blew off in Denton, landing on an airplane wing.
Other national stories KSL is following. A New York man ends up in trouble after carrying an unwelcome item through airport security. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
It's the second time in 4 days a passenger at JFK Airport has been spotted with a loaded gun in its carry-on. The passenger was flying to Hawaii when his .22 caliber handgun was confiscated. It follows a San Francisco-bound passenger on Saturday caught with a .40 caliber gun and two magazines, each loaded with 3 rounds of ammunition. Firearms are only allowed in checked baggage and only if they're properly declared.
Blacked out details prove West Valley City Police still have secrets to keep when it comes to the Susan Cox Powell investigation. Many of the records released by police Monday are heavily redacted. Deputy Chief Phil Quinlan says they were close to cracking Josh Powell's brother, Michael, before he committed suicide.
Michael Powell was extremely nervous. He was evasive in his answers. And when pressed, he came out very, very direct and said that under no circumstances would he disclose any information that he had about Susan or Josh if he knew it.
Quinlan won't speculate about what exactly happened to Susan. Her father, Chuck Cox, today revealed he believes Josh poisoned her.
West Valley Police say access to some information that could have been critical in the Susan Powell case was not accessible because of the level of encryption surrounding emails. Johns Hopkins University professor Matthew Green says the technology is available to almost anyone.
The encryption we used was developed by governments. You could actually download tools right to your computer that let you use this very strong encryption. One of the most famous email tools is called PGP, which stands for Pretty Good Privacy. It's actually one of the strongest encryption programs that's out there.
Green says even the National Security Agency has trouble decrypting some of those systems.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Another black eye for the U.S. Army in an ongoing scandal over sexual misconduct. The Army now says the commanding general of Fort Jackson, South Carolina, has been suspended due to charges of adultery and involvement in a physical altercation with a woman who is not his wife. Brigadier General Brian Roberts had taken command of Fort Jackson just over a year ago.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
Suspected DUI driver and drug dealer charged with auto homicide. What a family saying. I'm Andy Trapp.
And traffic hopefully starting to get back to normal. 7200 South, northbound I-15. We'll double check that coming up.
I'm Marshall Tate, my company's Midwest Commercial Interiors. You've heard me say the best office environments don't begin with great office furniture. They begin with great design. At Midwest, we know that great design accomplishes three things. First, it improves the functional working of your office. It enhances efficient workflow and personal productivity. It accounts for necessary personal, collaborative, and meeting spaces while integrating technology and utilizing every square foot effectively. Next, great design should look amazing, regardless of your size or budget. The aesthetic should be clean, timeless, and unique. It should help recruit and retain great talent, reflecting your company's goals, values, and success. It should impress. Lastly, great design should be value-driven. Look, expensive design solutions aren't inherently great. They're just inherently expensive. You shouldn't have to sacrifice your budget to benefit from great design. And at Midwest, you never will. It's why we say at Midwest, you'll never pay more. You'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful San Pete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Oklahoma Rebuild. Go to KSL.com and click KSL Cares Utah Shares. Give to the tornado victims. Join us at KSL News Radio.
Speaking of that, coming up at 5:45, KSL Cares Utah Shares, we're going to hear from a Real Salt Lake player taking part in tonight's donation drive for victims of the Moore tornado.
Sports Number News sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Visit JiffyLubeUtah.com for oil change discount services offered and nearest locations. KSL News Time 5:38.
For the first time, a family is speaking out. Prosecutors say their loved one was killed by a DUI driver who is also suspected of dealing drugs. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams has more near 3900 South and 1100 East.
Chris Madison is still trying to deal with the loss of his dad, Larry.
He was planning on kind of moving into that next phase of his life.
Just out for an early walk in March, a car veered into the opposite lane, then into the shoulder, and hit him.
I don't know if he understands the ramifications of everything he's been doing.
Prosecutors have now charged Ashton Lee Godfrey with auto homicide, among other counts.
We would hope that he takes responsibility for his actions, you know? That would probably, and that would be big for us.
Cops say Godfrey was under the influence and had drugs and scales in his vehicle. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Gay rights advocates are rallying around an 18-year-old Florida girl who was expelled from school and charged with having sexual contact with her 14-year-old girlfriend. They say prosecutors are unfairly targeting Caitlin Hunt because of her sexual orientation.
And it looks like your second-grade math skills could play a major role in how much money you're going to make when you grow up. KSL's Andy Farnsworth tells us that's according to a study out of Britain.
The study found kids who excelled at math at age 7 earned more money at age 42 than those who struggled with math at age 7, regardless of other socioeconomic advantages. But David Smith, the elementary math specialist for the Utah State Office of Education, says there's too many educational factors at that age to say that just one thing makes all the difference.
Smith says early education is definitely important, but there are many cases where intervention has helped kids at a disadvantage get caught up to their peers.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And here's Mark Christiansen.
Looking at another injury accident. This one will be westbound on the 201 freeway just prior to 5600 West. Right now, looking at a parking lot developing very rapidly behind this. This could easily turn into emergency traffic on the 201 as well. As you're headed towards 5600, just watch for the brake lights. This is in the actual center lane. It looks like it's also in the very right lane moving through the area. We're trying to get cameras a little closer on this so we can see UHP is headed that direction right now, but it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of traffic getting by the accident site. Charles?
Still have this accident in the right shoulder at 200 North Kaysville, and it's backing traffic prior to the Farmington interchange. You'll see the first of those slowdowns around Glover Lane. Also leaving the downtown area, delays about 600 North all the way to 2600 South, and we've had no problems out west. Interstate 80 from downtown to the SR 36 turnoff. Utah Gold Buyers, a professional, ethical, and very comfortable place to do business. You won't feel like you're in a pawn shop. Visit them at one of 8 locations, the newest in Logan. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, clouds have moved in this afternoon. Some gusty winds out there. Temperatures in the mid-70s will go 55 tonight. Those clouds will start to dissipate. Mostly sunny and 82 on Wednesday. Some south winds will bump us up to those 80s ahead of a little dry cold front that'll slide through Wednesday night into early Thursday. That'll knock us back down into the 70s for the rest of the week. Overnight lows generally in the 40s, but it looks good right on through the holiday weekend. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
A little bit warmer downtown, 76 this hour.
Well, as the search and rescue operations start to wane there in Oklahoma as a result of that huge tornado that occurred yesterday, they will begin the rebuilding, the cleanup and the rebuilding effort, and taking a look at just how much damage was done. We'll continue to bring you the very latest throughout the week.
Make sure you keep it here at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic and weather station.
After the war, my dad, Richard Whipple, came home, met Mom, and in 1947 started a family in a friendly family business called Richard Whipple Plumbing and Heating. All 9 of us kids were involved in the business. We learned to answer the phone because the business phone was our home phone. We learned our customer service philosophy from a great mentor. Work hard, do the job right, and to stand behind our work. 66 years later, we're Whipple Service Champions. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, drain cleaning, and remodeling. We're still the clean-cut, drug-tested, background-checked, friendly family business with the solid foundation from our founder. Mom is 86 now and still answers the old phone number at home. If you call 444-FAST, however, you'll get one of our staff of many terrific client care reps trained and ready to serve you, and you won't be waking up Mom. Try us out with $100 off any of our services. Call 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. Limit 1 offer per visit.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
My daughter Pam got sick when she was studying abroad, and I just kind of panicked. I mean, here I am 5,000 miles away. So I checked with Regents. And with our plan, our family is covered just about everywhere. Then they helped me find a great doctor really close to where Pam was staying. You just want to be there for your kids, wherever they are. Our health plan sure helps.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest National Scenic Byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities, like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubiesinn.com. That's rubiesinn.com.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. An added hit of news and traffic from KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour. Layton Church is raising money for tornado victims in Oklahoma. The pastors plan to deliver the cash themselves, as well as they did the same thing after a tornado tore through Joplin, Missouri 2 years ago.
Other local stories we're following this hour. An attorney for the parents of missing mother Susan Cox Powell says federal agents are conducting their own investigation in the case, but the U.S. Attorney's Office for Utah and the FBI Salt Lake City Field Office contend they're only assisted with West Valley City Police.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships.
Well, we've shifted now. Emergency traffic westbound on the 201 freeway. This just prior to 5600 off-ramp, blocking the two right lanes. Looks like traffic already backed up to Bangor and continuing to add on to that. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cloudy skies this afternoon and a little warmer tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Right now, 76 degrees downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour. The strength of the tornado that devastated Moore, Oklahoma, has been upgraded by the National Weather Service survey crews. They found that at least one area of EF5 damage was among the destruction Tuesday.
That Storm Prediction Center in Oklahoma says EF5 tornadoes are extremely rare and make up just 0.1% of all tornadoes over the last 50 years.
The scenes of devastation that we are seeing out of Moore, Oklahoma today are absolutely heartbreaking. The smashed homes and schools, the piles of debris, and the survivors clinging to one another in the midst of the destruction have many of us wondering what we can do to help.
Tonight, as we've been telling you, KSL is hoping you'll all take part in a special effort, KSL Cares, Utah Shares. We're soliciting donations for the Moore, Oklahoma relief, both at KSL.com and over the phone at 801-KSL-GIVE. Real Salt Lake midfielder Kari Stevenson is among the most notable Utahns out there helping here at Broadcast House. First of all, thanks for your
time.
Thanks,
Kari.
No problem, guys. It's the least I could do.
What made you want to come down and get involved?
You know, it's been a horrific disaster that occurred, and I'm just trying to help any way that I can.
As you have traveled in your position as a professional athlete, what has happened to change your perspective when it comes to disasters like this?
Well, you meet people from all over the world of all different kinds of backgrounds, and, you know, disasters, it happens. You know, they're natural disasters. There's nothing you can do to prevent them. So, you know, you try to help out as many people as you can.
We know there are a lot of Real fans out there that enjoy coming out and watching you guys compete, and especially have remembrances of when the Real Salt Lake team won it all. What would you say to them tonight if they're Real fans and have a phone handy and want to help?
You know, pick up the phone, dial 801-KSL-GIVE, and try to help out some people in need.
Give us a couple seconds, and Kari will be back out there on the phones, too. Kari, thanks so much. Did you know anyone in this particular area that was affected by the disaster?
No, I don't.
Okay. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Jamaica.
Jamaica?
Yes.
Jamaica has seen their share of natural disasters over the years, haven't they?
Yes, we've had many hurricanes and a couple earthquakes.
Does that make you a little more, I guess, sensitive to these kinds of stories?
Yes. You know, I've seen what the impact can do firsthand. So, you know, people losing family members, losing all their belongings, and, you know, people who are in a better position to help out. I think it's a good thing if they can help.
Yeah. Well,
thanks again for what you're doing tonight.
No problem.
We appreciate it.
Anytime.
And again, KSL Gives is the number, 801-575. What's the rest of that, Tim?
Let me get the number. It is
801.
I was relying on you. 801-KSL Give, and I've got it on my phone here without doing it. I know it's 575 because we all dial that enough, don't we?
I put you on the spot.
It is 575-4483.
Thank you. And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Our thanks again to Kari Stevenson. He'll be out answering phones here in the next couple of minutes if you want to give that number a call. In the meantime, Traffic and Weather Together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships here at 549, and Mark Christiansen in the Traffic Center.
Yeah, we've got emergency traffic westbound on the 201 freeway now. It looks like they've opened up the center lane. However, the accident is still taking up the right lane, and traffic just crawling by. We now see the back end of those brake lights at 3600 West. Going to be a tough commute if you're trying to make your way westbound on the 201. I-15 still a mess from 17 South. You can pretty well count on a sea of brake lights all the way out through Midvale at 7800 South. Northbound delays, 9900 South, leading up through 72nd South. Charles?
Delays on I-15 from Parrish Lane northbound all the way to the Layton Hills Mall. It's from an earlier accident, but is no longer causing problems. We have delays at the Beck Street overpass into Woods Cross, and no delays on Interstate 80 through South Salt Lake and Sugar House. Vincent Hair Institute offers the latest techniques to restore your own permanent hair, starting at $89. Remember hair? Find it again at VincentHairInstitute.com, where they restore more than hair. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Tim and Maria, the day started out nice and sunny, but the clouds have built in this afternoon and some south winds kicking the dust up around the Wasatch Front. Tonight, look for a low of 55. More wind around on Wednesday with a high of 82. We'll see a bit more sunshine, though. We'll see temperatures drop on Thursday, Friday as that little front slides through the area. It looks relatively dry. We're not looking for any significant storms, but we will drop into the 70s for the end of the week. 80s return for the weekend, and in fact, for Memorial Day, partly cloudy at 82. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Right now, we've got a bit of sunshine, 76 degrees.
KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash that we spend on them. Here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
Are we falling out of love with our cars? Could this be the beginning of the demise of the automobile in our culture? Well, if you ask people who attended FutureCast, they sure think so. It seems the younger crowd just doesn't enjoy driving around in their ride as much as the older generations. Many said young people lack passion about cars, just aren't interested in driving. Huh? Think about what's happened to cars recently. More automatic transmissions, more dull electrics and hybrids. Where's the passion? And with more people lining up to use transit, some say it's time to re-examine what it means to own a personal vehicle. Steve McQueen just rolled over in his grave. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Did you know that a 10-minute HeartView scan could save your life? Detecting heart disease long before symptoms occur, the 10-minute non-invasive HeartView scan provides an extraordinary analysis of the heart and its surrounding vessels and enables doctors to see even mild plaque buildup that may be an indication of early heart disease. As a result, heart problems can be treated sooner, and that leads to faster recovery and a healthier future. For a limited time, a HeartView scan is specially priced at $99 and does not require a doctor's order. It's available at four convenient locations: Davis Hospital and Medical Center, Jordan Valley Medical Center, Salt Lake Regional Medical Center, and Pioneer Valley Hospital. For peace of mind, don't wait. Get a HeartView scan today, or give it as a gift to someone you love. For scheduling and gift certificate information on this limited-time $99 HeartView scan, call 866-431-WELL. That's 866-431-WELL. Or go to MyHeartScan.com. That's MyHeartScan.com. Go to MyHeartScan.com today.
Do you like KSL? Then like KSL. Join the discussion on the KSL News Radio Facebook page. Be the first to know about breaking news. Share your opinion on current events and politics. Find out more about KSL events. Plus, win our exclusive weekly Facebook contests. This week, you can win front row tickets to see Real Salt Lake take on the San Jose Earthquake on June 1st. Enter today by visiting Facebook.com/KSL News Radio. That's Facebook.com/KSL News Radio.
Inside, at Green Burrito, located in select Carl's Juniors. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
This is Dr. Linda Leckman with Healing for Life. A new study at Intermountain Medical Center shows that using smaller diameter intravenous catheters, known as PICC lines, provides significant advantages for patients. Smaller PICC lines dramatically reduce the rate of blood clots or deep venous thrombosis in patients' upper extremities. The result was decreased medical risk, discomfort, and cost of care for patients. Each year in the U.S., medical staff place over 1 million PICC lines. At Intermountain Medical Center, 6% of patients receive a PICC line. Scott Evans, the study's leader, hopes the link between smaller diameter PICC lines and lower deep vein thrombosis rates will encourage clinicians nationwide to use these. The study ran in the March edition of CHEST, the official publication of the American College of Chest Physicians and the nation's leading journal on the diagnosis, prevention, and treatment of thrombosis-related disorders. Intermountain's PICC reforms received praise from Dr. Samuel Goldhaber, cardiologist and director of anticoagulation services at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. He says the study's authors have translated mathematical modeling theory, clinical evidence, and commitment to quality improvement to score a victory for their patients. I'm Dr. Linda Leckman with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:55. Let's take a quick look at Utah's money. AT&T trying to help out victims of the massive tornado in Oklahoma. The carrier bringing in extra telecommunications resources and is set to waive overage charges for affected customers through the end of June. Sprint also waiving late fees and overage charges for some people living in Oklahoma.
Your money at this moment, the Dow was up by 53 points. It ended the day at 15,388. NASDAQ up by 6. S&P was up by 3.
We'll continue watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 after the hour.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quicksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at traversemountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at traversemountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at traversemountain.com.
Yep, it's me again, and I'm out here at J&J Garden Center in Layton, you know, Utah's largest producing nursery, because I need more trees, and J&J has the largest selection in Utah. I love trees, and I only buy the best, and J&J grows the best products at the best price. Right now, over 25 of their top varieties and sizes of trees are 20% off, and their 7 most popular 2-gallon shrubs are on sale, too. Usually $15.98 each. Right now, they're only $8.98. Oh, I just love this place. And I promise that you'll love it too. So trust me, you won't be disappointed. J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You gotta see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
76 years. Midwest. Design, furnish, and impress.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And what's happening, Mark?
Boy, it's still rough if you're westbound on the 201 freeway. Emergency crews actually just arriving. That would be the medical part of it all. They're still taking up the far right lane, and traffic now backed up. But we're almost to 215 if you're trying to make your way westbound on 201. Just be aware it's going to be a little rough commute there. The two left lanes are getting by. And then I-15, oh, it's a mess still, and it continues to back up. We're at 13th South now. You'll see the back end of the brake lights, and that stretch of very slow traffic all the way out to the South Interchange. Charles?
Couple of accidents on the main secondaries, 4500 South and 300 West. Also on Redwood Road in West Jordan, 6900 South. Delays at the North Interchange into Woods Cross if you're making your way through Davis County. And we're seeing delays between Farmington and the Layton Hills Mall as well. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Diamond Rental has everything you need, from chainsaws to backhoes and the rental professionals to get you started. Visit them at DiamondRental.com. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, the forecast, as we were told earlier, Kevin saying it's going to warm up tomorrow, but it will be brief, that we jump into the 80s. 82 the forecast high for Wednesday, then back into the mid to upper 70s for what looks like the rest of the week until the weekend when we get into the 80s. Right now, 76 downtown.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL-FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news.